let you over and over talked about this Vodacom thing. Now let's do it this way.
My colleague,
no, it's fine.
It's
if you tell us,
March is written here.
It's May.
It's March. It says March.
See, hey, man.
Hello.
So that's why my colleague thought maybe I must look.
Is that March?
Yes, sir.
There's something wrong then with this thing. It's May, madam. And I'm saying let's have a fuller discussion with your public works too, because you're also raising some matters that relate to public works. Public works, municipalities and their role in providing, I think this will be the first and the first opportunity of its kind where we will be talking to municipalities in respect of MIG versus the monies and allocations that you have. So I'd want us to exploit that opportunity in your province, municipality, but those that would be appearing in terms of that. And maybe you may take further engagements with the other municipality we shall not meet or on your own. But we will have to also interact with your own public works and just also engage in some of the other discussions, really. Because I do think that it would be interesting, because part of what we need to do also is also to have your own provincial treasurer. Because yesterday there's an interesting thing that we have seen in terms of the presentation by national treasurer to us. When we're in your province last time, Parliament to the People, we had a discussion with some departments, not yours, we did not have a discussion with yourself. And there was a complaint that the chunk of the budget in that province is going to education. And yet, this report shows the opposite of treasury. Now, this is another discussion we do want to engage with there. Exactly. If so much money is going to education from the point of view of the other department, where exactly is this money going into education? Because from the point of view of National Treasury, year on year, the budget education is growing, whereas others are it's declining big time. And it's declining like about -7, for instance, whereas others are growing. So we want to resolve this matter once and for all. But also, If you had the Free State was saying their equitable share is reducing. Now, we might want also to engage with your own provincial treasury just to say, what is the state of affairs in respect of your own equitable share? So I'm saying, I do want us to then, if you would be available on those dates with your MEC, as you see the program now, you are not involved, but I think you can be part of the discussion municipality by municipality, because we would want to ask each municipality in respect of the MIG and especially the sporting issues, what is it that they are doing, but also the issue that you're raising here about reports and so on from municipalities, which I think is very much critical, regular monthly information, so that we start really sensitizing them, all of us, under one roof. Are you happy with that, Mr. McCallip?
Yes.
Thank you.
There's, if you will allow me, just one other issue I skipped. On page 3, what would be the reason for the withholding of the 5.4 million by the National Department?
That's the only question you can respond to.
Chairperson, you know, when we were looking at our expenditure patterns, we realized because there were delays in the appointment of staff that we were not going to be able to spend all the money, although we had, because of two problems, the connectivity issue, we got about between 21 and 40 libraries where we've tried everybody from MTN, Vodacom, CETA, everybody, and now we think we've got a solution, and we looked at the model of KZN where you had to put a sort of satellite more or less in every library. But we were delayed slightly because we were then informed that education is starting with an Naledi program for IT for schools, so we thought maybe we'll have to work with them. And then the maintenance tender, although we had it out and we tried to convince National Department that we would be able to spend the money, they felt that it was safer for them not to give us the money, but that they would request a rollover. So that's why, as we say in our notes, we've already got the tender, everything ready. So about 3.8 million will be for the maintenance for the eight libraries, and about 1.4 will be for the IT system.
Okay.
So we've got the PCs, everything. It's just that the connectivity is the issue. So we're hoping we'll get the money.
Okay. Ajodi, your last word, you're not on Delta.
I think Chairperson and the members, we accept the recommendation that has been made for further engagement within the province, especially with the critical departments, the public works, and of course the engagement with the municipality jointly with us as a province. I think it's going to ensure that we improve, and in terms of delivery in this coming financial year, we can be able to see much more fast, or maybe let me say faster growth in the projects. And I would like to say that we will ensure that we make the necessary preparations and the necessary information available.
What we will then do again ourselves is to invite DBSA, because this dream field issue, it's a brand new thing, don't worry about it. We want them to partner with you. They are investing in sport in municipalities. They told us 2 weeks ago when we were there, and this is the question we had asked, how are they linking with yourselves in respect of rolling out this thing? So DBSA is going to be part of that, because there's funding there, and so it means whilst you are leading this campaign in the sport, every pocket of funding that's available must be through you. And so the partnership that we want to foster and entrench is very critical. We will also invite them for DBSA, just to say what areas are they targeting, and in so doing, they must work with yourselves. They should not just come in and parachute projects that relate to sport without your knowledge, okay? So that's one of our commitments from this side. It means we've already invited DBSA at a broader sense, but specific to this issue, so that we also resolve it for Northwest. It would be critical that they be there. Because you want to fly, we allow you to go and fly. I've been told that you still are trying to have an international airport. You don't have an international stadium yet, and you're also aspiring to have an international airport, so we don't want you to be caught here. Now we'll be speaking to the smart provinces. The smartest of them all is next, Gauteng. And by the way, there's something you will not tell these other people that you will tell me. I am not sure whether that chap phoned you. I gave him your numbers. Oh, good. Pass it then.
Thank you, Chairperson. Before I begin, I'd like to just apologize for our report. We've used the format that KZN used the last time, which you recommended that we use. So it's just really financial information. So whatever's not here, if any members would like any additional information, I undertake to send it to you. But apologies. Again, it was no disrespect intended, but this was the format that we thought we were supposed to use. Just to clarify before I start on a couple of issues, the chairperson said right in the very beginning that I'm in trouble as Gauteng because of our under expenditure as reported by National Treasury. I would just like to point out for the committee to the fact that we are responsible for the Gauteng Youth Commission. They are not an independent entity as yet, and their budget votes still rest with us. And the bulk of that unfunded expenditure resides with the GYC, the Gauteng Youth Commission. So it's not as bad as all that for us. It's just about what we've normally been. Our under expenditure is about $10 million. The balance belongs to the GYC. Also, just on another issue, Chairperson, of the Gauteng challenge that you mentioned in the beginning. Our chairperson of our portfolio committee did explain to the House the last time that we have a special fund in the department and in the province for competitive sport. So we do not spend any of our club development money on national teams or Vodacom challenges or anything of the sort. That comes from our equitable share of money that's put aside for bidding and hosting for these big events.
No, no, don't worry about that. You remember?
I just thought I should clarify that.
No, what we said, as long as it is in the strat plan and the budget speech, if it is not there,
no, it is
then
there.
It is problematic. Okay. That's the issue for us. Well, you don't want people just to for purposes of patronage, just to give out money and compromise things that are planned for.
No.
And that's what we were really saying last time.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Chairperson. Then to report on our conditional grant spending for mass participation and sports and recreation, we were allocated a budget of 28.821 million for the 2007-2008 financial year. And this is split between 1 million that goes towards club development, 12.739, which goes to Siyadlala, the mass participation program, and 15.082, which is for our mass school sports participation program. All of these had costed business plans, which were implemented. In terms of the trends of the department, the expenditure for the financial year, the department has spent 26.597 million, 92% of the total allocation transferred by Sports Recreation South Africa. To look at the breakdown further down the page, on club development, of which I'll try and elaborate on some information that will assist as well, 24 clubs were developed. In terms of club development, we're working across six codes. These codes are football, netball, athletics, rugby, volleyball, and cricket. And as part of the club development program, and this applies both to club development within communities and club development within schools, the program consists of training and development, and this is training across administration, management, sports management, as well as training of coaches. We also support leagues and fixtures and festivals that happen within these codes. Of course, there is the traditional spending on sports attire and equipment that happens, but we also spend money on transporting schools and clubs to play at the various leagues and pay their affiliation fees into various federations for the codes that they play. So in terms of club development, we spent 97%. There was an under-expenditure of 31,000 rand. In terms of the Siyadlala program, which is our mass our hub program, last year, or in the 2007-2008 financial year, we had 40 hubs in Gauteng. We deployed 2 staff members to each hub from our head office. So we have 80 full-time staff running the hub programs. And we also employed 200 volunteers, 5 volunteers per club with the grant money. We have also, just in terms of building our capacity on this front, in fact, they started on Monday, their contract started on Monday, employed another 5 deputy directors who will be in charge of monitoring 5 hubs each in terms of the rollout of the program in the new year. On this program, we spent 83% of the budget. 1.129 has been rolled over because this is for stuff that we could not pay for because it had not been delivered by the time the budget closed, which means that there was an underspend in this program of 1.1010. In terms of school sports, we are up to 204 schools that we are working with, and again, the codes that we're working with are pretty much the same as club development, and the programs are pretty much the same. On this program, we had 100% expenditure with a rollover of 18,000. The variance for 2007-2008 by the department was 2.222 million, which was mainly due to services rendered in mass participation programs for the department, for which payments could not be processed because payments were late, or invoices were late from coming from suppliers. An amount of 1.147 has been identified for rollover, which means that there's an underspent of 1.075. In terms of the recapitalization of community libraries, the department was allocated $18.810 million, and business plans were completed by the municipalities. Now, I need to maybe just give you a little bit of an update on where Gauteng is in terms of this process. As you are aware, I think I've reported previously that Cabinet made a decision that in the province we are assigning libraries to the municipalities. So all our business plans as drafted by the municipalities really are about building the capacity and putting staff into the existing libraries within municipalities. Gauteng is not building any new libraries. The bulk of our conditional grant is going for paying of librarian services, the purchasing of books, and some minor repairs and renovations where they've been required. 100% of the budget has been allocated and been handed over to the municipalities. And we have put in place within our department three monitoring teams, which are working on monitoring the expenditure within the municipal libraries. We have also, as you're probably aware, KPMG conducted the national research report, which resulted in this conditional grant being allocated by National Treasury. Now, one of the things that KPMG recommended was if a province decided to go with the assignment process, how they should roll this out. We as a province with our own equitable share have contracted KPMG to extend the study to look specifically at Gauteng and to analyze the existing conditions in the municipalities and to recommend to us which municipalities are ready for assignment, who should get full assignment, who should get partial assignment, and how we should monitor this stuff. So this is going on at the moment, but to date KPMG have got a positive response from all 11 municipalities that they are willing to accept assignment. Some of them are accepting it unconditionally without any additional funding, so they're accepting the responsibility entirely. Others we're going to have to support from the provincial side, but this is an ongoing exercise that we hope to get to by the end of this financial year. In terms of a summary on the spending on conditional libraries, there was an amount of 372K which was not spent, mainly again due to late finalization of service level agreements with municipality and problems that we're having with the purchasing of vernacular books. The Honourable Member asked about what we're doing about Indigenous languages and books in the vernacular. We have discovered that a lot of them are out of print. So we're working with a number of publishers to reprint them, and we've undertaken to purchase from them everything that they reprint. We have also got a project with our own equitable share for this current financial year where we are running a program to encourage writers in the province to develop children's stories in the vernacular about children living in Gauteng. So it's something that we've identified and we're working with. So the amount of 327K has been identified, and this has also been rolled over as part of the conditional spend. In terms of capital expenditure and transfers, we have 61.108 million for our legacy stadium, 7.10 for the upgrading of arts and culture and sports facilities, an additional 2.8 that we added to this budget for the provision of accommodation for hubs where they did not exist. Now, in the province, we've located our hubs largely where we've identified existing sporting facilities. But in a lot of communities, as you know, a sporting facility is probably just a graded ground and nothing else. And so what we've done is we've worked with the manufacturer to build purpose-built prefab buildings in which we can locate the offices and admin center, a place for clubs to hold meetings, and largely a lot of storage space for equipment, because that was one of the problems we had. We couldn't get the equipment into the communities because there wasn't locked-up storage spaces. So a lot of this budget has gone on where we couldn't identify these things in the communities to put these prefabs in, and they have just been put into the communities now, and there's a little bit of under expenditure there. Again, that's money that's been rolled over because the supplier hadn't supplied all the invoices by the end of the financial year. In terms of expenditure at the end of the financial year, trends in the department has spent $30.416 million, which is 43% of the total allocation on sports in the department. The legacy stadium, as I said, was $61 million, other capital projects 7.1, and the hub prefab 2.8, of which 2.247 has been rolled over, so there will be no amounts of the surrendered. I think that just about covers it. On the last page is just a breakdown of the expenditure. Thank you.
We will have to have again, I would ask for your permission to, I think about 2 months ago, we had a visit from a committee from the Johannesburg municipality. Now, I think we did discuss some of these library things with them. So with your permission, I do want to phone some of those councillors and again give them your number to talk to you about the library services, especially in respect of what you've just said. But secondly, I'm just hoping that what I was reading in the Systems Act, your MEC and yourselves have done, precisely because you are, as you are saying, you are giving the responsibility to municipalities so that that gap is closed. I think it's something that we must pay attention to. We don't want some financial dumping over municipalities. So I take it that you're giving me as usual your permission to give out your numbers to these people, because on the one hand I was just thinking of convening some meeting with them. I think there's too much meetings. If I just give them your numbers just to talk to you about each ward, the libraries and so on, just to deal with those matters. Questions, clarities, and comments? None. Thank you very much. Because we're speaking to a smart province, I suspect. But as I was saying, let's engage more. Now, I think as you go out then, it means you must just come and whisper to me, what have you done with that old man whose number I gave to phone you and to talk about class development. First cup. You came in at the right time.
Yes.
Whilst you're speaking to us, Mr. Mkalipi is going to be chairing whilst I speak to the HOD Gauteng. Proceed.
Thanks very much, Mr. Chair and the members of the committee. I'm going to start with the conditional grant for community libraries. We got an allocation of 16.7 million, and the department signed off MOUs with 28 municipalities for the provision of library services in last year. The expenditure until end of March was 16.648, and we realized the savings of just over 91,000 rands. We also made a request for the rollover of funding for the Canaanland municipality. In fact, that's one municipality, but I will elaborate further on and about some of the problems that we've had in that particular municipality. In terms of the reporting requirements today, the original business plan provided for the staffing at community libraries, purchase of mobile book trolleys, we did that, and also the installation of your information communication technology at selected library sites, and the appointment of monitoring and evaluation staff at the library services. The Canaanland municipality, which is a project consolidate municipality, the rollover that I talked about, you know, that commitment has been gazetted in terms of the PMFA and DORA. And also that commitment from Canaanland to finish the rollover project had actually been received, and that's why we had to do this rollover funding. We did the first appointment of dedicated staff for the monitoring and evaluation purposes in September last year, and also, but by the end of March, you know, the appointments were not yet made, and that is due to our recruitment processes. I think further information, the allocation of conditional grant to provinces as per approved signed business plan, and I think we did that in terms of the various quarterly payments. And I really indicated that the M&A evaluation is currently being undertaken by secondary staff of our own library services in anticipation of the appointment of the dedicated staff. In terms of service level agreements between the province and the relevant municipalities, all municipalities met their requirement for submitting monthly report to our library services unit. And also, we do always receive reports from them in terms of the quarterly reports that we submit to the national department. And also, it's worth mentioning that reconciliation was done at the end of the municipal financial year end. As you know, that the year end of municipalities is end of June. And also, the appointment of staff and municipalities began in July 2007. Just for the request that came from the committee in the previous reporting, we have just given you the detailed amounts, which the various amounts that were allocated in the different municipalities. And I'm not going to go in detail. You can see the figures in front of you. I mean, we've listed the municipality on the first column and also the amounts. And as you can see that, spending has been done, except that in Kamaland we applied for the rollover. That's on page 3, the second slide there. Then the details, they proceed on page 4, on those two slides. Then on page 5, we have given the various outputs in terms of what we have achieved. And the first one being the staffing at the community libraries. The approved budget was 15.6, of which we spent 15.5. And also, we have just shown the rollover there of 91,000. We did the purchase of the mobile book trolleys together with the lab and materials. We had budgeted 551,000. Of which we slightly went overboard in terms of spending close to 700,000 there with an over expenditure of 148,000. And we also provided ICT at selected library sites with a budget of, we had 46,000, but we ended up spending 51,000, which with over expenditure of 5,000. And the appointment of the monitoring of evaluation of staff, as I indicated, there was just some delays in our recruitment processes. We had budgeted 516,000, of which what was spent to date is 361,000. Then the report goes on to Chairperson in terms of the performance progress. I mean, given the financial status. And there we've given quite a number of targets that we had, you know, and also the actual. The first column deals with the additional staff at community libraries. We had a target of 160, and we ended up having an actual of 204, almost more than what we were targeted for. The purchase of a book library trolleys, we had a target of 5, of which to date, we could only get 2, and we have 3 that will only be operational at sites this month. ICT selected library sites, to date, we had a target of 4, but unfortunately, we have not yet achieved what we have set ourselves. And really, most of the reasons are just related, you know, to the delays that we had in terms of the hardware and software that we bought. In terms of the monitoring and evaluation of staff, the target was 3, and so far what we've achieved is 1. And I did allude to the fact that we were also utilizing just some of our staff within our library services component, you know, to deal with that. But as I indicated, that the recruitment has already started, and I do know that we will be making those appointments very soon. Then on page 6, I think I thought that I give the committee just an indication of the plan that we have, because we've already put together our own business plan about what we want to do, and we've just listed all the various projects that we're earmarking for this year. And of course, we thought that let's just share that with the committee. Then coming to sport, that was the first section which I've finished off on the libraries. Then I'm going to just be dealing with the conditional grant for sport. For the year, as at 31 March, the total amount that the department had received for 07-08 was 18.9 million, of which 2 million was for club development, 8.2 for the Siadala program, 8.6 for school sport, of which in terms of club development, we have spent 82%, but I'll just give the reasons for that in terms of us not achieving the required 100%. In community participation, Siadala, almost 100%, 99.8%. Then under the school MPP, we made it at 95.8%. Starting with the school MPP, the first allocation from National Department of Sport had provided for 4.85 million, which covered nine clusters. Of course, out of a budget of 8.96, and as I indicated earlier on in the previous slide, we've managed to spend 95.8% on equipment, clothing or attire, and also the allowances that were to give to the volunteer and contract workers, and also the other amount went towards the training. Also, the other amount that was set aside was 278,000 for the purchase of a vehicle, which has been used especially in the areas where there's been a great need that we as a department identified. And of course, the last bullet there just indicates the total expenditure, which also includes the commitments of 8.6. I think really the other slide is more a referral note since 205. I don't think I'm going to bother myself. I just want to move on to the next page. Can I go ahead? Thanks very much. Okay. it's not sabotage. Okay. Yes, in terms of the school MPP, the achievements that the department has had is firstly through the job creation of 220 school sports assistants which have been placed in 183 schools, and we also thought important just for the committee to indicate which clustered areas are affected. I've listed all of them. In fact, most of them fall within what has been identified in the province, you know, as the 21 areas. The province, provincial government had identified 21 areas in the province around interventions, areas of where there's, a need for social cohesion, and also in terms of poverty and also high crime levels. The rollout for 2008-09, I thought possibly let's just give the committee an indication of what we intend to do there. And we've just listed the areas where we would like to have a greater focus in 2008-09. And as you can see, the idea is also to try and cover more, especially areas in what we have described as the 21 areas within the province. In terms of the Siadala School Community MPP, the first allocation from the National Department of Sport and Recreation, I thought let's just go to 0405, was 1 million. And for 0708, we received 8.2 million. As I indicated earlier on, the expenditure to date there has been 8.2, and we don't have any commitment, and the total number of spending is close to 100%, 99.8. And all the expenditure that was undertaken is according to the business plan that was set for ourselves. Then the next slide, let's leave out the history part because we are advised not to go too much into 045. I think what's important that I would like to emphasize is the fact that we had further undertaken monitoring of the activities that were undertaken in this department, especially in terms of the contract workers. And as I indicated, all for 0809, we have already, in fact, put together our own business plan as to what we want to achieve for this particular year. And as you would know, Chairperson and the members, one of the critical areas under the reconfigured club development, which is now its legacy, both club development now this year becomes a KPI under legacy. We have also made it sure that our projects for 2010 in terms of mass mobilization also are part of the legacy that we have set ourselves for this year. And the next slide on page 5, what we've done is just to highlight the areas where the Yadala program is taking place in terms of the six regions of the province, and we've highlighted exactly the various hubs where this is taking place. I'm not going to go into detail around that. With regard to club development, as I indicated earlier on, we were given an allocation of 2 million, of which the expenditure has been 1.63 million. We don't have any commitments, and to date, we have just spent 82%. Really, the main reasons for the under expenditure was related firstly to this. Had some difficulties in the first year of implementation in terms of the club development. We had to undertake, of course, with assistance from the National Department of Sport and Recreation in terms of identifying and verifying the clubs, and that really took longer than what we had anticipated. But I want to assure the members here that we've already put structures in place to ensure that this moves very fast indeed. Then the last slides, we have just highlighted the number of clubs that have already been identified and also been established. And I think I'm going to stop it there. Thanks very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Bob. Robinson, you had some things to say at some stage.
No, I didn't particularly. I think I'm happy.
So thanks for that.
No, I do just want to ask, perhaps you could just give me some information about these the sports assistants. Perhaps if the rest of you don't want to hear, I'd just like to know more or less how they've been clustered and so on. Because I'm interested. I want to know, you know, Atlantis is a very vast area, for example. Where have they been put and how? And then we know. We're always seeking information, aren't we? And identify two rugby clubs, for example. I mean, this is a vast area. I like rugby. I want to see where these people are getting the extra system. I used to play rugby when I was a little girl. I did, and cars too. Okay.
No, usually he's going to provide the list to us, not to you.
Okay,
to us as a committee. That's that. Is that all? Mr. Mkhali.
Chair, thanks. Just two little things. The first one, the kind of message that you are extending to Canaland, is it not too long? I think it's too much of a long rope. Can they hang themselves already?
Can you repeat the question, member? I didn't hear that.
I say that the kind of message that you are extending to Canaland for non-performance, because it does just too much extended mercy for non-performance. Secondly, Chair, I note in page 3, the top slide, is it what I'm taking for granted that you allocated to district municipality because there is no local municipality capable of handling the service there in respect of Central Karoo and Eden? Why not a local municipality? Why a district? Thanks, Chair.
You see, I think part of the problem because you will talk to your generosity in respect of Ghana or Ghana land. But part of the other issue that's critical is as we provide this assistance, the kind of capacity that we also try and build. Well, I think I know that Ghana land also has some other problems. Just capacity problems in a broader sense, and so this might be the manifestation of those things. And you see, part of the problem is that we also also, let me not say this because Robinson is gonna sit on me, she's gonna be harping on me. We seem to really to overlook the Western Cape. Really, would have been nice to have gone to Ghana land and some of the municipalities ourselves. We've said this over and over, and maybe some of the things might have been in shape by now, but it's something that's really in the pipeline. But over to you, H.O.T.
She's not hearing.
No, I'm happy she's not even looking at me. She's really behaving like a granny, because she's a granny. And thanks for that. She really understood. Proceed, H.O.T.
Okay. Thanks, sir. I think firstly we have noted the comments on the support assistance, the information that we need to provide to the committee, and Chair will understand that we just need to go back and just provide the details on the information that is required. In fact, I've already noted that. In terms of Ghana land, well, it's quite true that some of the problems there could be definitely be a manifestation, you know, of capacity problems there, and others they could really be related to the fact that I think certain interventions need to be done. But we really did this chairperson based on the request that was made from that municipality, and you sometimes when people plead with you and they beg you really come to understand that there is a sense of commitment that now they really would like to see this being done. You know, it is a reliable basis that we also proceeded, you know, with making a request to the provincial treasury in order for them to grant us this rollover for CanaNet, and it's really on those basis. I just wanted to request my colleague here in terms of the other one, in terms of the municipalities. I've just got our acting director of library services, Stefan, if you could just provide us some indication on why we lifted the district municipalities instead of not dealing with the local municipalities.
Chair, the reason for that is, like, for instance, a place like Maritzburg doesn't fall under a local municipality. Are controlled by Central Karoo District Municipality. That's the reason for that. Some of the district municipalities control local towns like Uniondale. Also doesn't fall under a local municipality. They fall under Eden District Municipality. That's the reason.
Interesting. I think, look, this is an interesting configuration, if you like. And maybe this is basically why we must then go physically to some of the places to understand exactly those issues and dynamics. Because then it means, well, we really are laboring under a particular set of understanding of issues. Whereas, Madam Robinson.
Yes, I just wanted to, sorry, I forgot this one. Delay in recruitment process here and the appointment and the monitoring and evaluation staff at the library service. I'm wondering what that delay is. Why? Why is that happening?
Well, I can answer that one. It's really related to the recruitment processes, you know, that we are having within the department. You know, what we normally do, we place an advert, you know, then of course you get people applying, you know, then you do your shortlisting, and sometimes you know, we need to do certain verifications, you know, on the applicants that we have, and I think the problem, not necessarily in our department, it's just widely within the province, you know, where sometimes we experience delays in order to complete these posts. But I think... Chair, what, and the members, what I would like to assure you, that I'm quite happy about the fact that I'm quite aware that we are about to make an appointment now in terms of these processes, yes. And as I say, the interviews and everything, in fact, you find a situation whereby you make a recommendation, then somebody decides to pull out, you know, for reasons that, therefore those are the processes that we experience. But what I'm happy about is the fact that we're about to make an appointment now, because we've already, in fact, we actually had interviews, Stefan from Correct here. Yes, we had interviews in the last 2 weeks.
Can I just follow on?
Oh, yeah.
On that one. The reason I was asking this question is that we have been told that there are not enough library staff available anymore because people are leaving the profession and that, you know, the training is not taking place. Sorry? This is known amongst librarians and library circles. And
please, don't analyze. This is why I'm asking, who told you?
Yeah.
If it was said in this meeting, we've got to follow it properly.
No, this is. I mentioned this previously in saying that we need to follow up, because I believe that the universities are closing down the library training departments because of the fact that for so long there has been no money for libraries, which is why I've been so excited that we're starting to get money. But then we need to talk to the universities again.
Well,
you know,
right.
Somebody needs to do that.
Yeah.
And I think this is a, you know, otherwise.
In fact, that's where they must start themselves now, as a department, provincially, for instance. That we've got these universities here. In other words, what we need to do, you're right, each province now must start talking, but also nationally. Because now funding is going to be growing, as you see, in terms of the division of revenue add. And so if money is growing and then people are getting away from the discipline, it does create problems. You're right. Because really, it's just finally.
And universities are going to need extra funding because
that's
they haven't
right.
had the students.
Correct.
They had to, you know, put their energies into the department.
Now let's then say we then we're not sure how closely you're working with the Stomas and the Cobras and the Cape Town Ajax and Sandos, the People's Club. There seems to be some successes in respect of the four that I've just mentioned. The Cobras are way up in terms of the competition. The Stomas, as you know, are going to be dealing with the Waratahs this coming weekend.
And
of course, there'll be troubles there, I'm not sure. But let's hope that they then deal with the Crusaders. As I'm saying, then I hope that your working relationship, in fact, your influence is visible. Ajax is going for honor in the PSL league. Sandos is in the top 8 already. They're all giant killers, if you ask me. They've got wonderful programs of development. So I'm saying I hope you further interact. Don't fund, interact, because what is coming out very nicely in the programs of development there is a good talent you see. If you look at the Ajax, for instance, they're all youngsters. And when they play with all of these teams that have elderly people, you can see that the elderly men are always like sweaty as those boys dribble them and finally score the goals. Very, very, very nice to see. And I was reading in the paper yesterday. Jean de Villiers says the partnership with Bobo has just become this wonderful partnership. They are scoring goals. Initially, they were not scoring goals. The goal that he scored as the captain of the Stormers was created by Bobo. All of a sudden, there's this thing in the Stormers. So I'm saying it would be nice just to your outcomes to be seen in that end product of all of these small boys getting into the franchise, all of the four franchise I'm talking about, and of course we're working with those structures. It's a pity the cheetahs are going down now. I'm not sure. And at this chefs here we're praising the Free State.
No.
Got them now. It's my chance now to say whatever to me. I was looking at Danny and he said you are scared to praise, and that's it. The cheetahs are going down, my friend.
But the coach is here in the summer.
Because
normally coaching top people now. Western province,
they are not stealing. They have the proper incentives. It's not stealing. It's proper incentives. No. The point is, you. I told you I'm going to get you. You blow your horn and start petting people's backs. And here we are now. The cheetahs are down and out all the way. They only have one.
Donnie is a bull supporter.
The cheetahs have not won a game.
One
game. The bulls, no, only the Waratahs.
And the bulls are ahead of the street.
But still, they only won one game, only last week. Because the Waratahs were so demoralized and weak and tired. The season was so hectic. And so the bulls and the cheetahs, in fact, the cheetahs nearly won last week. They could not win when two men were sin binned.
From the other team?
Yeah. They were playing with the Highlanders last week. When the two chefs were sin binned, they started scoring two goals and they could not sustain it. And when the chefs were brought in, beaten by four points. I'm saying it would be nice to see all of these programs finally feeding into that broader national efforts of us seeing all of these good Springboks, good Proteas. The Sharks are better.
They run out of oxygen.
No, in fact, you're right. In fact, it's a pity KZN did not come. We might have seen how that is fitting into. I suspect the Sharks are just winning on luck. I don't think there's something well organized in that process. They just have good individuals. I've seen this chap Kakonski from there. He really plays good. And that chap must leave that province soon. And there's one brand new flanger that must also leave that province fairly soon. And I think the Western Cape is the right province, or the Free State are the good provinces for those chefs to go to. And
the Chair is also another development club.
And what is?
The Parliamentary Rugby Club.
Oh, yeah. Under the chairmanship of Danny Porter.
So we were actually, right through directly to the World Cup, we were actually just coming second in the World Cup.
Let's then thank the AJOG. And what's your last word to say? You're not on death row. We only heard that somebody was killed in Georgia. No, this province, that is just because this man was on death row in the early hours and injected him. This 2 days ago. It's America, yeah, you're one of the provinces in America. I'm not sure what place is that. Well, that's what you said. You're not on that death row.
No, definitely not. I think if I was, I wouldn't even be here. But anyway, having said that, Mr. Chair, one wants to say that we have really noted the good comments, and also I think it will be a very good idea for the committee and its members to visit some of these areas in the province. You know, and I'm sure the next time we come to this committee, and hopefully if the visit does take place, we'll hear feedback from you, or you'll hold us more accountable to say that you've been there and But then I think with my team here, and I think we would just like to thank for also being afforded this opportunity.
Okay, so thanks for that. Let me just say to, before that.
We could look favorably upon National Committee and the provincial one that I supply us with some rugby tickets from Europe.
Yeah. Now, that's something worth looking into. You must have something to say finally from your side, National Treasury, in respect of the discussion, what we're seeing in happening in the provinces. Is there a light at the end of this horrible tunnel? I've seen so many tunnels in Gauteng when we were there that relate to Gautrain. Over to you.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Just again, thanks for the opportunity to be here. I think that over the year, particularly with the arts, the library's conditional grant, we've seen it's not where we wanted to be yet, but we've seen significant progress. 6 months ago, some of the provinces had spent less than 1% of their money. And it's largely due to the oversight role played by this committee, the active interest, the visits to the provinces and so on, that has seen that improved expenditure. So I think that does indicate that there's some light at the end of the tunnel, yes. Thanks.
All right. Let me then just say to the members, and maybe we might want to send a message of condolence. Sokoni is not amongst us because he's preparing a funeral for his brother. And so maybe then as a committee, we might want to just write that letter, we sign it, and send condolences to him in particular and his family. Can we adjourn the meeting and go home early tomorrow? There's no meeting tomorrow, guys.